It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Join their fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com.
Bowers pulls it down the line. That's going to get into the corner. In to score, Terang. Right behind him, Collins. And Bowers with a belly flop into second. It's a two RBI double. And the Brewers strike first.
It is the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy Wirtz here with the Packers' all-time leading scorer, Mr. Mason Crosby. Hour number two. Starting things off, we've been talking all Packers the whole first hour. The Brewers had a good weekend. They swept the Pirates, looked great. And to join us to talk about it is our guy. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Forbes Sports is where you can find his work. On the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, it is Drew Wagner joining us. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
How are we doing today, my friend?
Are we allowed to talk about Brewers today?
I know.
There's a law in this state that you weren't allowed to talk about the Brewers the day after a Packers game.
Yeah, we are just hitting on it a little bit here quickly because they had a really good weekend, and it was actually a worthy weekend to talk about because, Drew, the starting pitching might just be here now. It might finally have arrived, and it took until September 7th, but I don't think anyone can hit the Brewers pitching anymore.
Nothing cures with ails, yeah, more than a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That was literally going to be my first comment. Like, I think the Brewers just really love playing the Pirates. Every time they go up against them, it just feels like they score a bunch of runs. Their pitching just gets electric. And then I sent this guy, and I'm sure you've seen this, like, do you feel bad for Paul Skeens being on the Pittsburgh Pirates? Because if he's on a better team, he's 35-2 or something as a starter. It's like the guy's just ridiculous.
I think that organization is just an abomination. Bob Nutting, the owner, and Sherrington, the GM. You know, what did Bush call it in his speech like 20 years ago? The axis of evil. The axis of ineptitude. I'm going to copyright that, by the way.
Yeah, I was about to say, aren't you the axis of evil, Drew?
This is the axis of ineptitude. You have to put John Fesher, Jerry Reinsdorf, Bob Nutting, Carl Pohlad, you know, just there's four guys that just have not tried and are just screwing their fans royally.
Absolutely.
It's not right.
Absolutely.
And I do feel bad for Steve because you can't pick who drafts you unless you're LeBron's son. he's stuck there. They make no effort to do anything. It's a disaster. It's not right.
Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports joining us here on the leadoff show. Drew, yesterday, Jacob Mizorowski, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, just 2 walks, Drew. It felt like anytime there was potential for that really big blow-up inning that we have seen from Miz in his previous starts, he was able to control it, he was able to nip it in the bud, and maybe put up his best start in the big leagues yesterday, Drew.
Yeah, that was really impressive. You know, listen, you're going to give up hits. You're going to give up walks. It's inevitable. You have to minimize them. And when you get them, you have to adjust and get out of that inning unscathed and do so efficiently. He did that. You know, the first three innings didn't look very promising. It looked like same old, right? Especially that first inning. He walks the first two batters. You're like, oh, boy, here we go. Gets out of it and then really locked in there those last couple innings. I mean, he was lights out. And man, did the Brewers need that. You know, you got 7 from Priester. Miz gets into the 7th. Woody gets in there pretty deep. Like, you need that. That is the best medicine right now.
Well, I got to ask it because, it's on the top of my brain right now. And, Yelich still not out there. Like, what's kind of our thought with that?
I wasn't surprised by that. And Tommy and I had talked about this on the leadoff show. I talked about it. I would not have been shocked. I said I would not have been shocked if they let him sit the whole weekend. And that's pretty much what they did. Turns out they didn't really need him.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my thought going into it. They're going to face a little different situation tonight in Texas because the Rangers are in the hunt for a wild card spot. They're going to be, loaded for bear. Doesn't hurt to give a guy a week off. When you have the depth, you have the ability to do so. You're running a little bit of a gamble there, yeah, obviously. But you want this guy. It's more important to have him healthy on October 10th than it is September 10th.
Drew Wagner joining us here on the Leadoff Show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, yesterday as well, Bryce Turang continuing to stay hot. He got on base with two hits and two walks, had two RBIs in the contest. Is he going to get MVP votes at the end of the year, Drew? Because that's not going to surprise me if he does.
You know what? I don't know. One, I'm not part of the cool kids club that gets to vote for them.
Tell Kurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on stupid Kurt. he should. The guy's been incredible this year.
He's been unreal.
It's been fun to watch this dude. He is really, he's going to have a 2020 year.
Yeah.
The guy's crushing the ball. I loved him in the three spot yesterday. I really did. I thought that was a great lineup. I liked him there. He's doing everything. He's playing great defense. He's getting on base. He's hitting for power. He's hitting for average. He's doing it all. He should definitely be in the consideration.
Just needs four more home runs, and then Tommy gets. What did we like? You're getting a tattoo,
homers.
Right?
Yeah, 21 yeah. homers.
He just needs 21. Four more, right? Yeah, he's at 17, isn't he?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're pretty. Tommy's getting a little nervous now.
Well,
yeah.
I'm rooting for it. I was rooting for it the whole time. Drew, last thing for you here, Texas. The Brewers in town now. What are you looking for out of the crew to maintain this pace they're on right now to get to the end of the season?
Just keep it going. Just keep it going. What's the line they always use? Keep the line moving. You're not going to expect them to go out there and put 10 runs up on the board, but go out there. This team is battling for something. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. Rangers are hungry. They want to get back in it. Bochy is one of the greatest managers in baseball history. It's going to be a tough one. But they have played very well against the good teams this year. They have dominated good teams this year. They're rolling against the playoff field. They're rolling against teams that get 500. They know they can beat them. It's just the same old. They have the blueprint. They know what they have to do. They've done it a million times. Go in there and do it again.
Drew, before, I'm going to shift gears for a second because the Packers did win yesterday and your Bengals won. But who do you think is a better team right now? Do you think your Bengals they got really lucky to win that game yesterday? Or, do you think they have any shot against the Green Bay Packers team at the moment?
No, I think they're going to roll the Packers. No, I will say, this pains me to admit it. Two things. One, yesterday's Bengals-Browns debacle proved the value of a good kicker.
I know. I appreciated I appreciated the tweet.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Send my way.
I feel bad for Andre, I can't think of his last name now, the guy they brought in from the
Schmidt.
UFL.
Yeah.
Schmidt. Yeah, that was rough. Misses the PAT, misses the field goal. That's rough. But I will say, watching the Packers yesterday, that was fairly impressive.
What a guy, Drew. Well, hey, welcome to the 1-0 club, Mr. Wagner. Congrats on the Bengals. We'll talk some more Brewers today on the leadoff show. It is football day here in Wisconsin. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk later, Drew.
Sounds good.
There he
is. Appreciate it, Drew.
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. He'll be on the leadoff show later today if you want to talk some more baseball. But I want to talk more football even as well.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.